We're talking with Billy Joe Bryce today, and you're a Canadian country musician, so welcome, Billy Joe.
Thank you very much.
Good. Now, I was reading your bio. Pretty interesting. You were interested in music at a very young age. Tell us about that.
I've been singing my whole life, but I think that every singer that, or anyone that wants to be in music, ends up doing it since the day they started talking, basically. So I started building stages when I was 5 and 6. Me and my girlfriends would color little pictures and sell them for 25 cents, and that was your admission into my concerts where I'd sing to Shania Twain.
Good. Now, at 15 years old, you opened for Loretta Lynn?
I did, yes.
Wow, that must have been quite the experience.
It was. It was really shocking. It was at a music festival in BC called the Merritt Mountain Music Festival, and it was a Sunday afternoon, and I went out and gave it my all, and that's actually where I landed my management contract.
Right, so after that, you got a call, right?
Yep.
And where did you go from there?
Well, I was still in high school, and I come from a really, really small town in BC called Carrimias. That's about 500 people, and I had finished high school and all that kind of stuff. And so when I finished high school, I moved out to Vancouver, where the label is at, and went into training because I had to catch up with everybody else that had been training and developed properly their whole lives. And then went through and just recorded the first single and launched it a few weeks ago, and here's where we're at.
That's great. So this is your first single.
This is.
Great.
It's been an amazing learning experience.
All right. Hell or High Heels, that's the name of the single.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you have any input into writing this song?
I did not write Hell or High Heels, but after we recorded it, I headed down to Nashville and had the opportunity to write with the writers of it, and now I'm headed back to Nashville for the month of September to finish writing the whole album.
That's great. So this is your first album. It's going to be written in Nashville. And what about your band?
I have a 6-piece band, including myself. They all actually come from interesting backgrounds. They're all actually old rocker, metalhead band members, and I actually met them all individually and brought them all together and said, hey, you guys want to play country? And since we're kind of right on the rock edge of it, it's been a learning experience for them and for me, and we just meld really, really great. The whole band's really young and really eager, so it's great. They're the first to jump on any traveling opportunities, which is what you need.
Great. So you've been traveling a lot, touring around British Columbia a lot this summer, Billy Joe?
I have. It's been very, very busy.
Now, you have several websites, and you're also on Facebook and MySpace. Would you like to give our listeners the addresses for those?
Yep. My MySpace is www.myspace.com/BillyJoeBryce. And you spell Billy Joe Bryce, B-I-L-L-I-E-J-O-B-R-Y-C-E. And on Facebook, you can just search Billy Joe Bryce as well, and I'll pop right up.
Now, you're into several other things, too. You do modeling, gymnastics. Do you find that this helps you in your music career, too?
Yeah. I've just been really, really fortunate to be able to do all the above. I mean, with modeling and acting and being an athlete, they all kind of come into the whole exact same realm of what I'm breaking into right now. So it's definitely helped me. I'm used to being in the public eye, so it's really helped me with stuff like that.
Now, I read that you want to be the bad girl of country. Is that true?
I don't think that was my intention when I first stepped out, but I grew up listening to AC/DC and Def Leppard, Pink Floyd, and as well as, you know, Tim McGraw and Martine McBride and all that kind of stuff. So when we're live, everything kind of melds together, and we're definitely very rockish, so I think it people get that impression because it's just a little different than your average country show, but it works, and I love doing it, and so that's kind of how I've been branded, which I don't mind.
Okay, that just wanted to clarify there, that means that you want to push the limits, exceed, basically you want to be seen and heard everywhere.
Exactly. Well, I think in any industry that you go into, you definitely want to stand out in a crowd, you know, you have to do something different to make them remember you, so. And I love getting out there and just rocking out and doing something different.
That's great. So you're only 21. This must be pretty exciting. You're going to be cutting your first album.
It is really exciting, and it's it can be a little preparing at times when you got to step into your room and write with legends and do all that kind of stuff. But it's been just a dream come true.
Okay. Now, did you perform with Tim McGraw?
I opened for him in 2005.
Wow, that must have been pretty exciting, too.
Yes, it was. It was a huge crowd. I don't think I've ever been so nervous in my entire life.
I can imagine. Yeah, that's a really big name.
Yeah, to say the least for that one. Blew me away that I actually got that spot, so...
That's great. Now, what are your plans for the next year? I know your album is going to be out, and when did you say exactly that would be out?
We're looking into the new year, about January. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the album will be popped out. I'm really not trying to rush it. I just want to make sure that my album states exactly who I am and what I want to do, and if you have to sing lyrics to a song for the rest of your life, you better believe in what you're singing. So that's basically what I'm trying to do right now. But we're gearing towards January. We'll be launching with full CMT video and all that fun stuff. And then by next spring and summer, we'll be on the road full time.
That's great. Great. So more touring, releasing your album. Anything else you wanted to add, Billie Joe, before we go?
I just thanks very much for adding us to the station. And I hope everyone enjoys Heller High Heels, and there will be more to come.
That's great. Look forward to it. All the best to you, Billie Joe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
KJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Hell or High Heels by Canadian country artist Billie Joe Bryce.